Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv can expect clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. Haifa is also enjoying pleasant weather, with a gentle breeze. In Eilat, temperatures are rising, making it ideal for a day at the beach. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that a Hezbollah attack has killed four IDF soldiers, highlighting the limitations of ongoing U.S.-Iran diplomacy. This report came in earlier this hour. Also, a short time ago, the Times of Israel stated that Iran and the U.S. have agreed on a roadmap to reach a deal within 60 days. Talks will continue throughout this week, according to mediators. Also this hour, JNS reports that under Prime Minister Netanyahu, Arab Israelis are finding success in business, industry, government, and education, despite narratives to the contrary. Separately, I-24 News revealed earlier today that the IDF has uncovered a major Hezbollah tunnel complex beneath a village in southern Lebanon. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports that former President Trump has defended a deal allowing Iran some ballistic missiles and financial aid, provided they abandon nuclear ambitions. Let's turn to social media for the latest reactions. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Israel's recent actions are in response to attacks from Hezbollah and Hamas, criticizing those who overlook this context. Middle East 24 reported that Hadramaut witnessed celebrations after Spain's 4-0 victory over Saudi Arabia at the FIFA World Cup, with enthusiastic crowds waving Spanish flags. The Times of Israel shared a message from Tzvi Vi Arieli, an Israeli writer and analyst, about Iranians striving to overthrow a totalitarian regime, offering a perspective for a disillusioned Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, four IDF soldiers have died following an attack by Hezbollah. This incident underscores the limits faced by Israel as it navigates the evolving U.S.-Iran diplomatic landscape. The attack highlights the ongoing threat from Hezbollah, despite international negotiations. Turning to the Times of Israel, Iran and the U.S. have mapped out a plan to reach a deal within 60 days. This comes amid conflicting reports over discussions on Iran's nuclear program. The roadmap indicates a potential thaw in relations, but tensions remain high due to differing views on key issues. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Arab Israelis are thriving under Netanyahu's leadership. Success stories in various sectors challenge the widely held narratives against Israel. This development could reshape perceptions both domestically and internationally, as economic and social progress continues. In a related development, I-24 News reports on the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel complex in southern Lebanon. The IDF's uncovering of this extensive network points to ongoing security concerns on Israel's northern front. This discovery comes as diplomatic efforts with Iran continue. And finally, from JTA, former President Trump has defended his deal with Iran, which allows some ballistic missiles in exchange for abandoning nuclear pursuits. Critics argue this could empower Iran, but the deal aims to curb nuclear proliferation. The implications for regional stability are significant as stakeholders weigh the benefits and risks. On the economic front, here are today's business headlines. First, CTEC reports that Shin Bet has launched an innovation program to foster defense tech and dual-use startups. The Megan Initiative will connect companies with senior tech officials and operational challenges. Separately, Globes announces that the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has invested $13 million in SpliSense. This follows positive trial results showing improved lung function, marking a significant step in medical advancements. And finally, Ynet Business reports that SpaceX has acquired AI coding startup Cursor for $60 billion. This move strengthens Elon Musk's position in the AI race, aligning with SpaceX's broader technological ambitions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.